going to talk some more footy with Matt Rendell coming up shortly. We'll have a chat to Matt, who's part of Trade Radio as well. And Michael Turner, retiring regional manager of the Geelong Falcons, to talk some of his great Falcons that he's had over time, like Jonathan Brown, Luke Hodge, Gary Ablett Jr., Jimmy Bartel and co. And the system that is developing these players and who might be in the draft this year that we should keep an eye on. A couple of your texts that have come through on the Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R. I think that previous caller meant Henderson from Geelong. That's from Glenn. Lockie Henderson, I don't think, would move. He's probably got a year, maybe two left. He had a really good season, Lockie Henderson. He'd probably fit for St Kilda for a one-year fix, maybe. So, yeah, you could put in a claim to try and steal him, but I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he wants to play another year at his own old hometown in Geelong, where he is the next Geelong College boy. Just been talking about Bueller pitching for Game 7, if it gets to a Game 7, this World Series. A tester coming through. Yes, today is Bueller's day off, so thanks very much for that as well. About what I'm going to do or what you're going to do for the next 3 weeks with no sport. Dwayne, get off your backside and get outside. Go play golf or something. No need to be stuck inside watching TV. Ash in Safety Beach. Ash, I'm just talking about what sport we're going to watch, given that there isn't a lot to watch on the telly in the coming 3 weeks. AFL's done, NRL's done, supercars are done, super netball's over, no international cricket till late November, no NBL until January, A-League's not happening until after Christmas. But yes, I have been getting my backside outside, because in Geelong we've been allowed to be outside. So I dusted off the Pinarello about 3 weeks ago. So yeah, I've been getting a few bike rides in, and I'll be getting more of those in the coming weeks, especially with the weather getting a little better. And hopefully people in Melbourne can dust off their Pinarello or their Giant or whatever they ride in the coming weeks as well. Matt Rendell's been good enough to join us for a trade update for Tyre Power, keeping you safe on the roads. Speaking of the roads, keeping you safe on the roads in difficult times. Welcome to you, Matt. I know you've got a big afternoon coming up from 3 on Trade Radio on the late trade, but it's good to sneak you on for a couple of minutes first. Welcome back to you.
G'day, Dwayne. How you going, matey? Sorry if I'm puffing a bit. I've just climbed five flights of stairs to get up here, so I'm not as fit as I used to be. And the other thing is, I used to play baseball too. I love my baseball. I love watching the World Series. It's fantastic. So I played my last game when I was 17 in a winning grand final team. I love watching. It's a great game. Great game of chess.
Did you pitch or bat? And is this in your old West Torrens,
Dwayne,
guys?
Pitch first base and batted number four. I was the cleanup batter.
Nice.
So I pitched them to the victory and went 4-for-4 in the grand final. So a very happy way to end my baseball career.
Very nice indeed. Hey, it's great to have you on. I'm curious to, we had a caller before the break talking about what St Kilda need and do they need a tall defender? Who might be up there? Can I start you with St Kilda? I'm curious to know what you think St Kilda might need to go the next step, given that today we hear the news that Jack Higgins is on their radar as well.
And look, the way they play, Dwayne, the more small forwards, the better. Clearly, they probably want to play Gresham in the midfield more. They missed him at the end of the season. But Loney, I don't know where he sits, but Butler's been a revelation. But they kicked to the top of the square, or just 20 metres out from goal, quite a bit to a contest, and they swarmed that front, and they did it brilliantly all year. Scored a lot of goals, as we know, within 20 metres of goal. So another small forward will really help. Jack's a beauty at doing that. So as long as he doesn't cost them too much, I suppose the conjecture is over Carlisle and what's happening with him. I believe he's been offered a contract at St Kilda, and also Hawthorn, someone alluded me to. So he's got a decision to make there. Would they need another tall back? Probably, maybe with Robert and probably not being there, maybe one of those hybrid, 192 intercept third talls would suit them there, I would think. But with Crouch coming in the midfield, they don't need too many more. There's not too many more pieces to the puzzle to get right for St Kilda.
Yeah, and that's the issue. Everybody's wanting to know how their team can improve that a little bit more to actually get into the window that are just outside it. And you were saying on this program a few weeks ago that you're pretty confident that Essendon might be, if they go to the draft, they might get some really good kids, because you're still pretty confident this draft is going to be one of the better ones.
Oh, this is going to be a good draft. It's a great draft, actually, with a lot of depth. With Essendon have got a key back, Cody Brand in the draft that I had him marked in the teens, so they'll pick up him in that draft. That's another key back which they desperately need. Zerk Thatcher's going to be all right, but Hurley 30 plus. They'll get him up for picks at the back end. But if they go to the draft and take their picks, they're going to get three or four beauties if they end up with Danaher in, so you know, a compensation pick, and if they end up with Sard's pick, if it's pick seven. So obviously Caldwell comes into their midfield to help out in that aspect. I was a bit surprised if they knew Danaher was going out, why they let McKernan go. At the moment, I've only got James Stewart as their key forward. I think that's a bit odd. I don't know where if they've got another one on the radar. They desperately need one on the radar, unless they think they're going to play. Is Hooker still there? I don't think he's. I think he's still there. Maybe they're thinking he's going to hold up forward, but that's a bit of an overreach, I would have thought.
And Carlton, they've been in the market for a small forward. When they tried to get Papley, they didn't get one. Should they be looking at Jack Higgins?
I think they are. So, yeah. Well, they've put all their eggs in the basket of Sard and Williams, and that's pace and kicking ability through the midfield, which they definitely need. We've been saying that for a few years with Carlton, haven't we? So very well organised there in getting those two players in. They'll get those two players in. If they have to give up seven, they give up seven. It annoys me when clubs chase a player and then don't want to give up much for them. I hate that when it comes to this part of the year. So they would also be looking for a small forward to replace Eddie Betts. Obviously, he's going to play one more year, but I think they can fit two small forwards in that team. Jack Higgins would be great for him. There's probably a few others out there too. Zach Langdon, I think, wants to leave GWS, but he'll probably go home to Perth as well. So certainly I'd be chasing Jack Higgins. He's a beauty.
What about the Dogs? Been a bit of talk about this Dunkley trade, and what does that tell us about the Dogs? And also, I know that Tony Liberatore rang Jared Waitley's program a couple of weeks ago as well to say that they weren't really missing as many pieces as some people think to get them back in the window. Where do you think the Dogs are at, and why is this Dunkley story happening?
Oh, they're definitely in the window. They need to get these are big pieces to the puzzle, though. Another key forward and another key back, a really good key back. They've sort of held up there okay, but they need a really good key back. Their midfield's pretty damn good. It's that damn good that they can't even get Dunkley into the midfield. So yeah. That's why I think he might end up going to Essendon. He's going to get a ripping contract. He's 2 years out of contract from the Bulldogs, and he's probably thinking, if I don't get back in the midfield, my worth isn't going to be as much in 2 years' time. So if he's got a big offer now, he's probably thinking that's the best time that I can move, and I'm definitely going to be playing in the midfield at Essendon and helping out their inside mids. So they don't need a... Norton's got a lot of pressure on him in the forward line. So if they can get a Brown... I'm hearing Cox, but that's been sort of kiboshed by Sam Edmund. If they can get someone else to help out... Cox is the ideal because he can help out Norton. He can also help out English in the ruck. He'd be the perfect one if they could get him. And no, they don't. They haven't got too many pieces of the puzzle to fix up there.
And Geelong getting Jeremy Cameron. Would you also, are you hearing that they will get Sean Higgins? Is that looking pretty likely?
I think that's a done deal. Yeah.
And so, who do you think will leave the Cats? Do you think they'll try hard to keep Jordan Clark? Are you a Jordan Clark fan? Radicalia,
I am a Jordan Clark fan. They would love to keep Jordan Clark. So I don't know where that sits. He'll have some serious pressure from Freo, I imagine, to go back there. I wouldn't want to be losing Jordan Clark. Before he got injured, he was fantastic there, so his first year. So Higgins definitely is a Ablett replacement. Seems perfect. Playing mid forward. The other one I'm hearing is that, and Damo said this on Trade Radio, he thought Geelong were big chance to get Smith from Hawthorn.
Yeah.
And Smith had a 3 year contract on the table from Geelong, and also from Melbourne, and a 2 year from Hawthorn, and he's got a big decision to make. One his first one, whether he thinks he can play 3 years, but whether he wants to leave Hawthorne after all the success he's had with them. But so if they end up with Higgins, Smith and Cameron, oh, God, haven't they had a good trade period? But they're going to lose, obviously, Abbott retired. They're probably going to have to retire Harry Taylor, even though he was fantastic during this year and especially the finals, to get some money. And what I mentioned on Trade Radio, if I was Rana Galea, I'd want to get out of there with Cameron coming. He must. You think they're going to go with the same ruck combo next year? Stanley and Blissarves worked well for them. So Rana Galea is going to get squeezed out here, and he should be trying to get into the deal with Jemery Cameron to GWS, I think, Dwayne. I think that's a perfect move for him because they need a bloke who can break packs and fly for marks. With Cameron gone, and Rana Galea can do that, and he can help out in the ruck, help Proust out in the ruck.
So could he be someone that Essendon look at? Could he be someone, Rana Galea, that even Melbourne look at?
They should all be looking at Rana Galea. Everyone should be looking who needs a key forward. Bulldogs should be looking at him. look, his best is good enough. He's a little bit inconsistent, but I imagine it'd be very difficult to play in a forward line with Hawkins, who sort of directs the traffic in there. So... he should be, anyone who needs a key forward should be looking at Rana Galea because we know he can ruck as well. And that's a bonus. So, there'd be three or four clubs, Essendon should be all over it as well.
Melbourne, what do they need? They need a couple, don't they? They've got a few pieces less in the puzzle than, the Port Adelaides of the world, probably.
They have, you'd love them to find a quick, tough midfielder to help out all their, their tough inside mids that they've got plenty of. Yeah. You'd love them to find one of them. Obviously, they're in for Smith for the wing. They know they needed pace. Maybe another big key back as well. Oscar McDonald was disappointing this year. I know they've got May and they've got Lever, who tends to be more the intercept, but they need probably... Maybe Tom McDonald can go back there and they got to suck up that he might miss a few kicks coming out of defence. But he played really well there a few years ago. Maybe that happens. But they also need a key forward. They've got Wiedemann down there. He's not a big pack marker. He can do it, but he's a very clever forward who doesn't need the best key defender every week playing on him. And that's why they should be chasing the Brown or the Rana Galea hard Melbourne to complement.
What about Port? Travis Boak and Robbie Gray are getting towards the end. They've got another year or two.
Yep.
Do Port need to just go to the draft? They haven't got a pick inside of, I think their first pick's 26. So by the time the compensation picks happen, that's going to be pretty close to 30. So they can't go to the draft. Do you think they should trade for a specific type?
It'll be later than 30, I think, Dwayne. I reckon I had 15 of the first 30 NGA father, son or academy players.
Right.
It'll be later than that, but interesting Fantasia. They'll have to cough up 26 for Fantasia, Dwayne, I think. Wow. And it sounds like a fair deal to me. I know he hasn't played for 2 years, but his best was great at Essendon. So they're probably going to cough up for that. And I reckon it's a good deal. I think Essendon should take that. What that does is allow them to put Rosie and Butters into the midfield. So they'll get midfield time, which it won't be full-time next year because Boak's still going well, but when Boak tips out, those two blokes will be full-time, and they're getting replaced in the forward line Fantasia. This is just a great move by Port Adelaide once again in moving the parts around and fixing up a hole that not necessarily you need to fix up now because Boak and Wines and them are still great, but you can see in a year or two that it might be a hole you need to fix, and if we can fix it now, that's great.
Now, Mookie Betts has just hit a solo home run as well for the Dodgers. They lead 3-1, bottom of the eighth, so they're three outs away from winning the World Series by winning this game six. They currently lead it 3-2. So there's an update for you, Matt, given that I know you love your baseball.
I wouldn't be writing off the Rays just yet, buddy, after watching that game four. I don't know if you saw the end of game four. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, there's been some craziness happening. There's been a couple of fumbles that you think are going to lose them the World Series. Before I let you go, what's the latest on the North Melbourne coaching job? Have you heard anything there?
No, I haven't heard a lot. They're going to need a coach who can handle coaching kids. And you're going to have a lot of patience because they're going to be very young. Simple as that. I know you're going to have your Tarrant, Zeeble, Cunnington, two or three others in that senior players, and they need them all playing. But the rest of them, you're going to have a big gap between them, and you're going to have a lot of kids 22 and under. So you're going to have some patience because they're hot and cold, the kids. Mm. But their top 10 young kids are really good. They got a lot of games into them this year, so they'll be better again. Obviously disappointing Tarrant Thomas didn't get a full year into him because of injury, but you know, he's going to be a star in Simkin and the like. So I said yesterday, I did their list on Trade Radio yesterday, they're going to have to suffer a lot of pain for a couple of years. I think they'll finish in the bottom three for the next year, 2 years, but they know that. They were the sixth oldest team in the comp this year, the eighth total number of games, and they finished second bottom with three wins, so they knew they had to do something different. So they're going to go to the draft. I expect them to take a lot of players in the draft, and I expect they'll back themselves in to have three or four picks at the back of the draft where other clubs will be thinking, I haven't seen these players play this year, and that I'm going to wait till next year. I reckon North will take the punt on some of these kids and they'll get some beauties at the back end of the draft. They'll get some steals, I think, and they'll go to the draft next year. They will forward pay a lot of their players and they'll bank that money and they'll have a big treasure chest in 2 or 3 years' time, and then they can go to free agency.
And before I let you go, also, I've got to ask you, the Jesse Hogan Richmond story seems to be growing legs. Your thoughts on where Jesse should go? Your thoughts on whether you think Richmond should go for him?
Well, Richmond have got a fantastic history of being able to deal with a few wayward players and been able to take the punt on them and look after them. They back their culture. Their culture is the best by a million miles. I take that back. Geelong's is pretty damn good too, and Hawthorn's been good for a long time. But Richmond's culture is great. They get people to play to their optimum ability week in, week out. So it'd be a great move for Jesse Hogan. Plays where I'm not sure. I always thought when I saw him as a kid, he was a great defender. And I'd be throwing him back there maybe to play as a third tall defender. Grimes, we know, can play on talls and smalls. So he might become the second tall defender with Bolter. And how strong does that make him? If he gets back to somewhere like his best. But there is a few other clubs in. I noticed that Swannies are in for him, and I think they would be pegging him to play in defence as well. But you've got to do your homework on this one, Dwayne. You've got to do all your psych tests and the whole lot. It's a big job to find out where Jesse's at in his footy career, but he's got a lot of. He's only 26, so he's got plenty of time in front of him if he really wants to put his head down and ass up and play some good footy for the rest of his career.
How many people in a football club, is there like a couple of people that are assigned to just ringing around and doing the due diligence to try and hunt down backstories to find out about guys? I know that we've talked about that, you and I, in years gone by. You do it a lot with kids. How much is it done with senior players?
So we had four full-timers in our recruiting department. We would all do it. We would all know different people from different clubs and different areas. So we would all get involved on that when we're talking about players. There should be a club psych, should be heavily involved in bringing in the trading of players. They should do a full psych test anyway, whether they've had issues or not had issues. That's doing your due diligence. I know that we were doing a due diligence on Mitch Clark when Geelong jumped in and grabbed him. I think without due diligence on a psych test, and he didn't last for very long there, Dwayne, at Geelong. That actually, while we were trying to do our due diligence in that area. So really important, you dot your I's and cross your T's, and all your staff are involved in trying to find out information about any players you bring into your footy club. You want to know exactly what you're bringing in.
Great to have you, Matty. I know you're on from 3 o'clock. I'll let you go and grab a sandwich, and you're on Trade Radio from 3. We'll talk to you again later in the week. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dwayne. Much appreciated.
Matt Rendell for Tyre Power. Kick straight with a free 5-minute safety check. A break. Still to come, Michael Turner.